Okay, here is another implication of us praying that prayer. Yes, we do need to know that God exists, but we also need to know about that God who exists. We need to be able to know what kind of God he is. We need to know that he's not a distant God. He's not the God who has set the world in motion and now has absconded and left this world to run its course. He's not a distant God. He's not a capricious God, a God who's in a good mood today and a bad mood tomorrow, and if we want to get our request, we better choose the day when he's in a good mood. No, our God's not a capricious God. We need to make known who God is. We need to make known that he is not an angry God. We need to tell people, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Yes, he gets angry. When we reject him, when we do things which are not of him, he does get angry. But the anger is because he's got such a wonderful plan in his love for us that he wants us to be part of. We need to tell people that there's a God who loves them. We need to tell the people that he's a God of justice, that the day is coming when the scales will be balanced. We need to know that. And those who come to experience his love and forgiveness need to know that. If they don't know who this God is, how can they treat him as holy? Be hallowed, your name, we pray. And we follow that up with, Father, I am willing to learn about you. Father, I am willing to make home fellowship group my priority because that's where I can learn more about you. Father, I am willing to make Sunday worship my habit so that I can learn about you. And as I say, I'm willing to learn about you, I'm also saying, and yes, I will also make myself available to teach others, to maybe lead a Bible study, to teach in children's church, because I understand for you to be regarded as holy, the kind of God you are must be known, and I will be part of that. Another implication of praying that prayer is this: we have now come to believe that God is. We have come to know a little bit about the kind of God he is, that he's good and loving and righteous. But for the Father's name to be regarded as hallowed, we need to be aware of God at all times. We need to be living alive to this God who loves us so much. We need to be living with an awareness of him, living present to God at all times. And this means that we cannot just come to church and while we're in church for an hour, now we're aware of God, but when we leave here, we don't give him another thought because we don't have an awareness of him. For the rest of the week, living as though he doesn't exist until next Sunday. How can living the week without being conscious of God show that we regard him as holy? Answer, it doesn't. But if we live conscious of God, when we see a sunset, to just take a moment to worship him, the God who was behind that, who made that so beautifully. When we see a moon rise over the ocean, as we saw this week in that beautiful full moon, to take a moment to worship the God who created that. When we have a plate of food presented to us, what an opportunity to thank God and to be aware of him, knowing that there are many people in this suburb, in this town, who go to bed hungry at night. When we see that plate, to say, for what we are about to receive, oh God, make us truly grateful. Take a moment to be aware of the God who provided it. And in a country where joblessness is at such high proportions, when we go to work every day, to be so conscious of the God who gave us work, to be aware of him and to say, thank you, Lord, this is a privilege. Thank you. And when we see a child's face, to worship God who created that, who put it together. If we live conscious of God, we show that we regard him as holy. Be hallowed, your name we pray, and we follow that up with, Lord, I will be intentional. I will get into the habit of being aware of the many ways for me to experience you during the week. Here's the last one I want to talk about. The final way that I just want to share with you this morning to be the answer to my own prayer, Father, be hallowed your name. Yes, we do need to know God in order to hallow his name. We do need to know about God to hallow his name. We do need to live aware of God, but the thing that brings all that together is obedience. Obedience. Knowledge without practical obedience, that doesn't suggest that we regard God as holy. Luther had a catechism, and in that catechism he put this following question and answer: how is God's name hallowed among us? And the answer, when both our life and doctrine is truly Christian. And by this he means simply that when what we believe and our practical action are in full submission to the will of God, when we're living obedient to the God we know about, to the God of whom we are aware, when we live in obedience to him, we are showing, we are hallowing his name. So we pray, be hallowed your name. Father, you do what only you can do. Make it so that who you are, your name, is regarded as holy. And Father, here we are. Use us. We are willing. We will do what we can to make sure that those who do not yet know it get to know about your love. We commit ourselves to learning about you, to teaching about you. Lord, we want to live aware of you in so many ways during the week. And Lord, to submit ourselves and to be obedient and so show that we regard you as holy. Shall we pray together?